Jesse, come take a voyage with us across the airwaves with the Pete Jones Show.
We've also got these lovely guests, Scott and Maria. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Now, listen, put that social media down for crying out loud. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Put your
the
feet
phone
up.
Is down.
Put your feet up. Your work here is done, madam.
Oh, I don't know if that will work.
No, okay. No, that was metaphorical, obviously. Scott, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm very good, thanks.
You know,
yeah, all the better for seeing you.
Well, you know, likey-wisey. I tell you, likey-wisey. And I love those backing vocals. How good was that?
Maria was cheating by having the song playing in the background.
She had the headphones.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Yeah.
Yes. Whether they could tell that or not, who knows? That's why I suddenly panicked at the beginning as we were all a bit offbeat. Because you were probably doing the live version. Which is a bit slower, probably. I'm being a little generous.
I don't know. Live versions tend to be faster, actually.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that. But anyway, when was the last time you played with Marcus and Tenderhooks?
Oh, it was on Saturday.
2 days ago.
Are you joking?
Yeah, and we haven't played with them for like several weeks.
Oh, that is funny. That's
so,
really funny.
Yeah, it was this Saturday. That just went at the Admiral.
At the Admiral. How did it go? Was it good?
Yeah, it was all right.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's always a laugh, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're going to put a good night on.
And there was another band there, White Dog, who it's the first time we've heard them. Really
get
good.
Them out of
really
here.
Good.
Yeah. Not
four,
you.
What were they, a four-piece?
Four-piece.
Yeah, four-piece.
Are they a local band?
They're local as well. Okay. Really, really good.
I'm writing
definitely got to get them in.
White
get them in.
Dog.
White
okay.
Dog.
White
yeah.
Dog.
Good.
Dirty Dog. So that's good. That's good. How often is the Tenderhooks thing? Is it whenever they play or is it whenever you guys can make it?
Well, it's, yeah. I mean, over the summer, we had a period where we could do a lot back-to-back because we were playing a lot of similar gigs. And then there was a period where the record came out and we got really busy with gigs ourselves, so we couldn't do all the shows with Tenderhooks.
Yeah.
But it's starting to quieten down now as we're going into the winter season.
Is that what happens, I guess?
Hibernation. Yeah, summer. You know what it's like. Summer
I
is
do.
Like crazy.
It's a bit bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, double bookings and
yeah,
that kind of
that,
thing.
Nothing worse than a double booking. Oh, the bane of your life, aren't they, double booking?
Oh, to choose, yes.
You know, can't we get a sort of a counterfeit version of Scott and Maria? Can't we have like sort of a... You know, like a sort of like can't we call them something clever?
I don't know. Yeah, there's a different version.
Can we call them
you could, Across the Sea, maybe?
Oh, oh.
We've actually been gigging a lot back to back with Across the Sea.
Isn't that a bit of a barbed comment or something? I don't know.
No,
no, okay. Absolutely, Hannah.
Just joking.
Hannah,
just joking. Pete, just trying to get some.
Sing.
We love those guys. That's the only thing. Pete doesn't sing.
Pete doesn't.
So
his guitar sings
for
him.
He would have to up his game on the mic.
Pete, you got to up your game, mate. Come on. I said this to you before.
Get some harmonies going.
We'll play Across the Sea track later in the show, I do believe. Why not? So, Never Lost is the five-track EP, which is out. When is it out? When is it officially launched?
Oh, it came out August 23rd.
I knew that.
So a few weeks now.
I knew that. Yeah, I mean, where were you?
I mean, it's the official launch.
Not in Japan. Not in Japan.
Oh, okay. That was off-air conversation.
But it is on the list.
Well, I am admiring your calligraphy writing of Never Lost. Beautifully done there. A little nod and a wink to Tokyo, I do believe.
Yeah.
What's the scoop with promoting this EP? Have you got some gigs lined up and should I know about them?
Well, a lot of them, unfortunately, have actually passed. Like the
again,
half moon,
fingers on the pulse here.
The
yes.
Half Moon.
Yes.
Half Moon,
is that in Putney?
In Putney.
Love it.
Was a really big one
okay.
For us.
Okay.
Bands like The Who played there, and a lot of our friends
never heard of
who
them.
Are
yes.
Several, you know, a little yes. bit older than us, do remember going there back in the day.
I went there back in the day.
Really?
I didn't see The
you
Who, but I do. I have been there more than once. Many, many. Yes, I have.
There. Oh, it was beautiful.
It's a great venue.
It's such a beautiful venue.
It's a great venue.
Fantastic sound. Lovely people.
Yeah.
Just really cool place to actually hang out as well.
And did you have anyone else on the bill when you were playing?
Any support? I can't remember the names.
Doesn't matter.
There were a few good bands,
yeah,
actually,
great.
But I'd have to look on.
Don't worry, it's fine. It was just an off-pop question. So okay, that said, we've all missed the gigs, fine. None of us are feeling silly. What about
well,
gigs that we
Horsham.
Haven't? What?
We've got one in Horsham. 29th.
Coming up, yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
wrong with Horsham.
At the
great.
Anchor. At the Anchor Hotel.
So the Anchor Hotel
run
in Horsham.
By Stan, who is famous in Horsham for running some really cool open mic nights and events. He did the Battle of Bands in Horsham over the August period.
Great stuff.
Yeah. And he's put out, actually, you should invite him as well, because he's put out he's fantastic material as well.
Always
online.
Welcome. Oh, you know what, we are. The door's always open. You know that. That's, that's why there's so much background noise. That's why the Table Tennis Championship is kicking off. If you are listening live on Monday, do text us 07909 547336, or if you're in the area, we're off the London Road, the Reverb Maida Vale style studios, the mansions of studio space that we have here. I'm looking through the glass. The four producers are doing their thing. They've got the whole show under wraps. I think they have. What is that they're watching? Are they watching reruns of the women's golf in there? What's that? There is no need for that. It looks like they're tussling for the old control. Someone's watching the reruns of the Ashes and someone's got the golf on. Ridiculous. Anyway, come down. Press your gorgeous faces against the glass here at Radio Reverb. If you don't look too scary, we might let you in. Famous last words, I know. So how are you going to carry on promoting the energy of Lost, of Never Lost, the EP?
Well, we've still got a few radio slots. We've been getting a lot of radio play in Kent.
Great.
Where else? Somewhere up north as well.
All over. Manchester, Kent.
Yeah.
The Isle of Sheppey.
Isle of Sheppey.
Got to get them. Yeah. Got to get them. If you don't have the Isle of Sheppey under your belt, seriously, you are underplayed.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think it's mainly, we've got a new music video that's come out.
Oh, I saw some stills on Facebook. That looked, that wasn't you doing the dancing, was it?
The martial arts.
Yeah. Was that what it was?
No. It was incredible stunt woman called Caroline Simonet.
Wow.
French lady who is, I mean, she was in things like, what was that, my favourite show, the Vikings one.
Wow.
Was it called Vikings? It was actually called Vikings.
I think the Vikings one was called Vikings. Yeah. The Tudor one was called The Tudors, I think. It's all in the title. That's the thing.
She is kick-ass.
Well, like, she is, I mean, really, I only saw the stills, so
and
that's why I thought she was dancing.
And the guy who filmed it, Jacob Gollis, lives in Brighton.
Okay.
He's also in Brighton, and his partner, Eva.
Where's the best place for us to go and see the vid? Is it YouTube?
It's on YouTube. It would be great to get YouTube hits, because a lot of the festivals, now is the time to be kind of hitting up the festivals.
Let's just steer them now. Which track is it? Which track is it?
Facebook.
Was that video for?
It is for Never Give Up.
Never Give Up, which is the first track off Never Lost, the EP. Scott and Maria, go to Facebook and do your damnedest. I'm going to... Stop. Wait. Okay, you can multitask. I'll let you go. That's fine. Just keep your ears open, because we don't want to lose you now. Now we got you. By the way, shall we kick in with a track? Because I am very, very excited to have you both here. You were sound checking beautifully. So don't... Just remember, whatever you did in the sound check, that was beautiful. And what are you going to play first?
Never Give Up.
You see, it's symmetry. Beautiful. Yep. Folks, we've got Scott and Maria here on Radio Reverb, listening live. Take it away.
Though the road is hard, I'll be by your side.
That is good. That is her first track off the brand new EP, Never Lost. That was a track called Never Give Up. There's a lot of nevers going on, a lot of negatives. What's going on, man? I know you're not negative. I know that. It's just the way it comes across sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Andy Melrose saying, loving Scott and Maria live. Well, gee, I tell you, who isn't? I don't know anyone who isn't. But just a very strange text in right now. It says, hello, Pete. We hope you're well. We have a two-part question for your guests, please. By the way, I'm just going to let you know, I haven't read this. So maybe I should have done. Anyway, too late. It says here, Scott, what are you most proud of finishing, your new EP or the slice of cake in Reading? Okay, I'm getting the way this is going. And it says, and Maria, which of these achievements makes you most proud of Scott? So, you know, it says, love from Hannah and Pete, also known as Across the Sea, also known as the unharmonious Scott and Maria copycats. Oh, that's harsh. Harsh, you see. I'm glad. So there you go.
I love you guys.
Maybe I should have read that. Maybe I should have read that first.
I love Across the Sea.
There you go. It's all fab and
it's
groovy.
It's all love. It is.
But I haven't had an answer from the question, though.
I think that cake... basically sent me to sleep.
Tell me about this cake, because it's obviously legendary.
We went up to Reading, which is Pete's hometown.
Pete's
right?
Hangout.
Yeah.
Go on.
And we bought a slice of cake.
Yes.
And we, you know, we played our set.
You bought a slice of cake. Well, that's a silly thing to do.
I like the way he says we.
Yes.
Well, we pre-booked it before.
Didn't see
the size of the cake. They were like, sorry, okay, we'll put one on the side for you.
Right.
It came out and it was about essentially a quarter of a cake.
Right.
It's quite a large piece.
That's my kind of slice.
And I sat in the front row. Watching across the sea, trying to get through this cake.
You
but
dirty monster.
I got about three quarters through and almost fell asleep. But I think Pete's friends said that they were loving the show,
right?
But
they were
couldn't
also
stop watching
just
you.
Every now and then there was this kind of subplot
He's
going
still
on.
Eating
of,
that cake.
Is he going to finish the cake?
I mean, the drama of this whole cake gate.
Will he finish it before the set?
It was, and I did not finish before the set.
It sounds like the cake finished you.
I don't
think that's.
I know.
We got a message in from Marcus, who says, "Big thumbs up for getting a Tenderhooks track into the show, and Maria and Scott, big hugs." He says, "Fab new music." Video. Mwah. He says the video is a must see, especially with the Viking girl. There you go. You see? So please, people, go to YouTube, Never Give Up, put in Scott and Maria and just enjoy. So what was the deal with that video and why did you decide not to be in it yourselves?
Oh, we are in it, but not as much.
Right.
You've not seen it yet.
I don't know anything.
But it is quite exclusive. It literally only just came out.
I've just fired at least two of those researchers who are sitting behind me. They know who they are. They're looking sheepish now, right? Yeah. I'm not even going to turn around anymore.
No, we are in it. But it's very much... we wanted, you know, somebody who's... to show the struggle of, you know, what we all face in life in many forms. You know, we're all forever finding ways of getting, you know, getting above and beyond our hurdles. And it's great to have someone like Caroline who, I mean, it's what she does in her daily life. She's constantly training as a stunt woman, you know, in an industry which is very male dominated, you know, to overcome. And it's quite easy to give up at, you know, many stages of the way, but she never does. And for me, when we met her through a project going on the South Downs with the land, and yeah, we hit it off really well, and just were really I was particularly inspired by her work ethic and her, you know, how positive she is. No matter how hard something is, or if she falls, she just gets back up and she just does it, you know, until.
That song, who wrote that song? Did you do you tend to write them together?
That was joint, that one.
Yeah,
that was a joint.
Okay,
one, yeah.
So it wasn't exactly inspired by her, but she fitted the bill when it came to. I mean,
I think it was inspired during a period where we were just finding life very hard, which you do. You have it tends to be winter time. I think we can all agree on that one. Winter is like, you know, you're going in, you know, reflecting.
Although Tara from The Man and I would disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Oh, really?
She lives for winter. She loves winter. Yeah, we had this debate last week in the show. I'm a bit of a summer bud.
I
wouldn't go as far. I would never say I get SAD, but it definitely affects me.
I think it affects a lot of people. Yeah, it does. And
but you guys are out in the snug now. You're up in the downs, aren't you? If that sentence makes sense. and do you find, is there a time of year that you tend to write more, or is that just
A winter can be quite a big writing period, but then coming into summer as well, so maybe spring.
Autumn's quite good.
Good. So the whole year is good.
Yeah.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall, it doesn't matter. Yeah. What's going on? Because I know you've got this beautiful EP out. It was released towards the end of August, but I'm sure are you halfway through an album now? I mean, because you guys are quite prolific, really, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. When we've got about 15 songs that haven't been recorded, we just haven't got around to doing anything with them.
And where do you tend to go to record them? Because I'm checking this out. Where did you get this one recorded?
Well, they came to us for this one.
Get you.
It's the lazy man's
recording. Mobile Studio, yeah.
That's the way.
The Roadie. Yeah. The Roadie, a.k.a. CMP Studios Limited.
Mention that again one more time.
The Roadie, a.k.a. CMP Studios. Okay. Rob, what's his surname? I forget.
Francis.
Rob Francis. Absolutely incredible
producer. You sound
like
a hero.
Which a lot of musicians in Brighton will know him and the Roadie.
Yeah,
it's a mobile studio. And
he got stuck actually. He drove to us and couldn't get
up
the hill. Yeah,
up the hill. Yeah, yeah.
So you mean you sabotaged the van?
Basically kidnapped him.
So you had him there longer. Is that what you're saying?
We had the vehicle longer. We had the studio for longer.
Did you ply him with mead or whatever you country folk drink? I don't know. How does it work?
Cider.
Are you in? Yeah, well, this is. We came up with a name of a band last week called Play for Cider, which I think would be a good name for a band, wouldn't it? Yeah. I think it's quite apt. so you're sitting on, and you want the van to get up there again by the sound of it. To record
well,
the next
actually
lot.
We're very open to you know whoever
okay.
comes up next. Who
and do you bring in guests on the album? Do you bring in guest musicians or vocalists or whatever? Or is it just
we
the twos?
We have done. Yeah.
Well, okay. Rob played the bass on one of these.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, when you unreleased his shackles and released. <yeah.
laughs> He basically took pity on me trying to. I picked up a bass for the first time in 20 years and knocked out 3 tracks. And after he was just like, please don't. So I was very grateful that he stepped in.
So you took it off your hands, basically.
Yeah.
Guys, would you like to dig out another track? Because it seems to be the first one. I tell you what, went down pretty well.
Oh,
okay. I am not making this stuff up.
We drop a bomb then?
Why don't you drop a bomb?
Do you fancy us dropping a love bomb?
I wouldn't mind a love bomb.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. That would be pretty good. Scott and Maria playing Love Bombs.
And luckily for everyone, I'm not playing the bass live on this one. This is the track that I could not play the bass for. So.
Ho, ho. Ho, ho. Let's go. for a drive when the nets are alive. And the lights go down and the moon goes around, round and around. So we just turn revolution. It's the wheels turn, revolution. Let's go for a drive when the nets are alive. And let's go down, and the moon goes around, round and around. It's the wheels turn, revolution. It's the wheels turn, revolution.
Let's drop a bomb. Let's drop a bomb. Let's drop a bomb. Let's drop a bomb. Only love bombs. Only truth bombs. Only love bombs. Only truth bombs.
This is Joe Harmon, and you're listening to The Pete Jones Show on Radio Reverb.
Yes, you are. Thanks, Joe. And thank you, Scott and Maria. Love bombs. Seriously, that is good. But, I mean, I know you know that, but seriously, that is great.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. The energy in the room is ridiculous. So, so brilliant. And thanks for your messages and texts coming in and flying through the door. We don't do that. I saw that. Now, listen, are you doing anything like, are you doing that Facebook Live thing? Was that, or was that, because that,
I was.
Nah, forget it. Oh, no, she's back on again. again.
Oh. What? Do you want me to do it again?
Dad said it went Facebook.
I didn't mean to. Oh, what if I opened that Pandora's box again? Naughty, naughty me. So tell me what's going on, because you said you've got ridiculous amounts of stuff to do. Are you just always writing? Is that what's going on, Scott?
Well, yeah, I don't really. Yeah, I haven't written too much recently, but there's always stuff going on. I mean, we've got, we don't ever run out of songs, let's put it that way. Like new ones.
But then who self-edits? Who decides what's going to happen? Do you, when you get to record, okay, so take this EP, this five tracker, Never Lost. Was it always going to be those five tracks on the EP? Or?
Well, I tend to write like an idea on the guitar.
Yeah.
And a bit of the vocal stuff. And then I'll play it to Maria and she'll be like, no. Or she'll be like, yes. Okay. So Maria's like the emperor, you know.
Is she? She's thumbs like up, the, thumbs what? Down. Yeah. Let the lions, empress. Let them speak. True. Let them live. send in the lions. Yeah. So what about? Because Maria mentioned, I think it was slightly off air at the beginning, that of late you've been doing a little bit more of the writing, as circumstances led.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Good. Well, that question was a good one.
I guess it is, yeah.
That's the third guy that's fired. Forget it. Do you know what? I might as well do the show on my own. I don't know why I bother with these guys. The staff here are ludicrous, crazy. I know there's so much money sloshing around Reverb, but that we have to employ at least five people per show. But they've gone. So, okay, good. What?
Joey, I think we could actually do with some help, actually. I was thinking that. Like, we've got so many songs we could do with some people helping us, like, choose which songs are rubbish and which ones are actually worth
I don't
it.
Think that would be a rubbish thing, but I think, you know, because I've got the first album here and there was 14 tracks on it, which, you know, is actually quite a lot for an album. Yeah. Was that because you just thought we can't decide?
I think that was the inspiration of moving to Brighton. Brighton was the reason we kind of
I remember
up.
You saying that actually. Yeah, I remember because some of those tracks were definitely lived with you for a while, hadn't they? And then there's sudden this writing explosion.
Yeah, we've got like 12 in a couple of months.
Fantastic. What about moving to the country? Has that had a similar thing?
No.
No. Is that because you're too busy chopping logs?
Probably.
Yeah. Too busy digging.
Too busy digging.
Too busy digging the field.
Yeah. Living the dream up there.
Yeah, we've still written a fair few up there. I still think we've got about.
Yeah, we have.
But not quite as prolific.
And what about having your own festival up there? So have you done that already?
Oh, not yet. Maybe.
Unofficial,
maybe.
Obviously.
Maybe. Yeah.
When I say festival, I mean friends round to play live. That's what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, as long as we didn't say it live on Radio Reverb.
No, God, that wouldn't happen. Yeah. No, we wouldn't let you.
As long as the microphone's not on right
never
now,
on.
Then obviously, yeah.
These mics are never on. That light, that red light, faulty. I've never understood what that red light means. You know. It comes on and off, no idea. Blinks on, blinks off.
There may or may not be a stage and a PA system already there.
Fair enough. I like the sound of that. I also like the sound of you. So why don't you play another track? Because, you know, we could chat all day, my friend. What are you going to play for these lovely people?
I think we're doing EP in order, actually.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. Well, you can't do all five because we'll be here all night.
I know, that's true. We'll leave off the last one.
Okay. So that said, why don't we play Our Time?
Yes.
Just an idea I had.
It's about time.
Mulling around. It is about time. Come
there
on.
There are time.
Is it about time?
Yes.
For Our Time.
Because it's our time.
It is your time. It's
right
always
now.
Your time.
It's time.
You can turn that guitar up a little if you want. Just a little for me, because, you know, it's not made a veil here, is what I'm trying to say. Okay.
I can point it like that.
Why don't you do that? Okay.
Yeah.
And then your vocal.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Right, Our Time.
they're sounding great as always. That is Phil from Songbox Band.
Oh, thanks, Phil.
I can't deny it, Phil. They are. It's ridiculously annoying, isn't it? We try and bring them back more than once a year just to see if they are still as good as they were. And damn it, they are. They're better. How does that work? Folks, if you want to find out Scott and Maria, there's a link from the Pete Jones Show page, by the way, on Facebook. It is Scott and Maria. You can't miss them. They've got a brand new EP out. Go and go to YouTube and see their new video. Never Give Up, which not only includes the two of them, obviously, it also includes the stunt, I was going to say stunt double. She's not a stunt double.
Stunt woman. Caroline Simonet.
Very fresh, I'm saying. So do that thing. Are you going to do another video? What's the plan?
Oh, yes.
What are you going to do?
Definitely.
And what track?
We are torn between Love Bombs and Star Child.
Well, okay, we haven't heard Star Charles. That was an unfair.
We've had requests for both.
Have you? What, tonight?
Oh,
you mean
videos?
There was talk about. Well, it was Pete.
You know the guy.
Pete Across the Sea's idea.
Across the Sea, Pete.
Marcus from Tenderhooks.
Marcus
driving
from
the car,
Tenderhooks.
And
yes.
We throw balloons in heart-shaped balloons full of water.
Yes.
Out of the window.
Genius.
As Marcus is driving.
Okay.
Marcus, so, are you listening to this?
You never know.
So those are the Love Bombs.
There's a concept there.
Okay, but there is a concept there. Yeah. Why does it have to be Marcus? Why can't you drive the damn van?
Well, I think because I'm throwing.
Hilarious.
Well, yes, of course he would be hilarious. I'm just wondering what
he's
the link was.
He's great on film.
I know he's an actor. He's born
don't
on,
you know, darling?
Born to celluloid. That boy. I know. Of course.
I don't know if I could change gear and throw the balloons at the same time.
But you think Marcus can? You think Marcus can?
Well, I don't know.
What we need is a stunt person to do it.
Yes, that's true.
If only we knew one. Yeah. Kicking ass. Listen, we're as always rapidly running out of time.
What? I mean, it could be. Have you ever been in a music video?
Never done anything on air, on sound or video. You know me. I'm a shy, retiring type.
Pete Jones on in our next music video.
Shuns the limelight, as anyone who will know me would definitely vouch. Now, listen, would you like to crowbar in one more track? I'm thinking Star Child, but you know, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
We've got Scott and Maria here on The Pete Jones Show. Do let us know what you think. 07909 547336. Share the love, my friends. You can also go on the Facebook page. Oh my God, it's like the Olympics out there. I don't know what's going on. It's like a sports
it's
arena.
Really exciting, isn't it?
It's so exciting in the open market. Very if exciting. Only you guys could see it too. What are you going to play? You going to play Star Child? Go on. Stop looking. You're on air, my friend.
Oh, no, sorry.
You know what I mean? The discipline. It's just now Maria's concerned that her chin's looking shiny because she's looking.
Yeah.
You know, these two.
Somebody said do love bombs, but we've already done it.
Their focus is really slipping, to be honest. You know, that.
What are you saying, Pete? Did you say something?
No, it's fine. Oh. You carry on amongst yourselves. Folks, Scott and Maria, Star Child.
Searching for a world outside this one, looking for a life that's not mundane, wishing on a star to crash into my life, wishing on a world to save me from this one.
Star child,
star child.
Child told me there's nowhere else he'd rather be.
Star child told me travel this galaxy. Star child told me there's nowhere else he'd rather be. To the rise of spiral ocean, my life. Rainbow vision is long and sweet. Star child
told me travel distant galaxies. Child told me there's nowhere else he'd rather be. Star child told me travel distant galaxies. Star child told me there's nowhere else he'd rather be. Cause it's so beautiful, it's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful, it's so beautiful, it's so beautiful.
Latest EP, Never Lost. Gorgeous message in from Whammer saying Scott and Maria sounding great. They are. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. We're bang out of time because we always push it, man. But you guys are so gorgeous and so brilliant. And please, please let us know how the new tracks are going. And we'll just keep on playing the old EP if that's okay. Is that all right? Any gigs coming up, let us know too. But in the meantime, thank you so much for coming in. We adore you.
Don't thank yourself.
I tell you.
Thank you.
Radio Reverb's coming.